This is Dr. Genetic dictating a pre-bronchodilator spirometry on Brittany Bird, BYRD. This goes to Dr. Ward on 11-15-22. Mrs. Bird performed a pre-bronchodilator spirometry. Period. The forced vital capacity was normal and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction. Period. A post-bronchodilator study was not performed compared to a prior study dated 5-31-22. There's been no significant change. Period. No paragraph compression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Period. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Thomas Padden, PADON. This goes to the VA on 11-15-22. Mr. Padden performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal and there was no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity. Period. The paragraph impression normal study. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Randolph Stanley. This goes to Dr. Kevin Price. On 11-15-22, Mr. Stanley performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired without significant airways obstruction. Period. Although the air velocity index was less than 1, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period. In the paragraph, compared to a study dated 6-16-22, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph compression, moderate restrictive lung disease without bronchoreactivity, showing no progression. Thank you. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry and Rebecca Clark. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 11-16-22, Mrs. Clark performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity, period, no paragraph compression, normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Terry, T-E-R-R-I. Turner, T-U-R-N-E-R, this goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn on 11-16-22. Mrs. Turner performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity, period. The paragraph impression, normal study. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Susan Van Dorp. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn on 11-16-22. Mrs. Van Dorp performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. And there's a moderate impairment in flow rates with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index is less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. The paragraph compared to a prior study dated 8-27-18, there's been deterioration, period. A paragraph impression, moderate restriction, correction, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing progression. Next is a six-minute walk test on John Shipman, S-H-I-P-M-A-N. This goes to Oceanside Family Medicine. On 11-16-22, Mr. Shipman performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 95%, period. After walking 335 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 94%, period. A paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a six-minute walk test on Jerome Kirkman. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 11-16-22, Mr. Kirkman performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%, period. After walking 406 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 93%, period. No paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next. Pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Frank Naylor, N-A-Y-L-E-R. This goes to Dr. Wood. Whidby, W-H-I-D-B-Y. On 11-2-22, Mr. Naylor performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction. Period after bronchodilators, there was a good response, leaving the patient without airways obstruction and with a mild impairment in forced vital capacity. No paragraph impression, mild to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component consistent with either COPD with bronchial reactivity or asthma. Next is a six-minute walk test on the same patient, Frank Naylor. This goes to Dr. Whidby. On 11-2-22, Mr. Naylor performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Performed a six-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%. Period after walking 378 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 97%. Period. No paragraph impression. Mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Period. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Gary Morford, M-O-R-F-O-R-D, F-O-R-D. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 11-10-22, Mr. Morford performed a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Unfortunately, the patient's height is recorded incorrectly, and so his predicted values are not correct, period. When his study was corrected for his proper height, the patient demonstrates a minimal degree of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, unchanged compared to 5-10-22, period. Thank you.